All right, Meg, tell me what you're doing this year here in Hutchinson County for 4-H Achievement Days.
So I'm showing 5 goats, and I have SAC exhibits too.
I heard the goats were stubborn from the last interview. Would you back that up?
Yeah, some of them are. Depends.
Gotcha. How do you know, or are there any tells, I guess, that morning before you show them off that it's going to be a rough day as far as the goats cooperating?
Sometimes if I normally like lead them before the show, and if they're being naughty, then they're obviously going to be stubborn in the show ring.
Talk a little bit about what you're doing outside of the show ring, the static stuff.
So I have 15 displays, and I have 1 dress for fashion review, and then I have multiple things in home environment and some visual art things too.
Gotcha. Talk a little bit about the home environment stuff.
So that's like decorations for your house and stuff. I made like a wreath and wall hanging things, and that's in home environment. And then I also made, for child development, I made this little I Spy bottle with rice in it.
Gotcha. What do you like best about 4-H Achievement Days? How long have you been doing this for? What's your favorite part about taking part in this?
I've been doing this since I could, and my favorite part is being with my friends and showing my animals.
All right, Magda, thank you for joining me. That will wrap up our coverage here from Hutchinson County and 4-H Achievement Days.